What kind of housing will Southeast Alaska communities need in the future? Tlingit-Haida Regional Housing Authority is looking to answer that question with a housing needs assessment due out in September. The nonprofit says it will use the study to secure funds for housing projects, including some targeting rural and native communities. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
With about 1,200 year-round residents, Craig is the largest community on Prince of Wales Island in southern Southeast Alaska. It's a hub for transportation and industry, like fishing and logging. Former Mayor Millie Schoonover says the town needs more affordable rental units.
There's a lot of building on the island, but they're private homes, people that are building their own homes. But there are a lot of people that prefer to rent.
Schoonover says that includes teachers, Forest Service employees, and people working seasonal jobs. She's also concerned about housing an influx of mine workers if the proposed Niblack and Boken Mountain mineral projects start operating on Prince of Wales. Schoonover is a landlord herself. She rents out the downstairs of her duplex and owns a 40-year-old mobile home in nearby Klawak that she hopes to sell. She's recently retired and sees a need for senior housing on the island as well.
A year ago this August, I took my elder brother up to Juneau to Wildflower Court. It's a beautiful, beautiful facility, but I can't afford to get up to see him very often.
Schoonover and a few dozen other Craig residents attended a recent meeting to provide input for Tlingit-Haida Regional Housing Authority's Southeast Alaska Housing Needs Assessment. The Housing Authority offers programs that help people in the region with home ownership, affordable rentals, senior and transitional housing, and home improvement. Tlingit-Haida spokeswoman Joanne Wita says nonprofit housing agencies are facing leaner financial times.
There's more competition and less funding opportunities than there was in the past, and there is limited funding in the future, cuts that are coming our way.
Wita says the Housing Authority has beefed up home ownership programs in recent years. It now offers rent-to-own properties throughout Southeast, many of which are geared toward Alaska Natives and Native Americans. Based on the recent community meeting in Craig and another in Saxman, Wita says the nonprofit may need to focus more on affordable rentals.
The housing study will help us to identify where the greatest housing needs exist and determine if the population is wanting to rent or own housing based on what they can afford.
The Housing Authority contracted with Anchorage-based consultants Agnew Beck to do the assessment. Shanna Zuspan is a managing associate with the firm. These days, she says, nonprofit housing agencies need multiple funding sources.
It requires contributions from the local communities, from the residents of housing, and from various grant programs. So it's just critical that they understand their housing needs so they can develop the appropriate programs.
As part of the study, Agnew Beck and the Housing Authority are conducting a survey on Tlingit-Haida's website. Zuspan says the assessment will incorporate the results with existing studies, like a statewide housing needs report recently released by the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. Tlingit-Haida Regional Housing Authority's study will focus on Craig and Saxman, but include information about the region as a whole. Wita says the assessment will be updated periodically with the needs of other Southeast communities. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.